Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 10th day of February, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is, can you see the mark coming? We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumi Ambet. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you remain polite and use proper language. Also be courteous of other callers who might be on the line at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means all callers and those joining this call are muted at my end until such time as they indicate they wish to speak, and then they will be unmuted one at a time. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, Pastor Dan is altogether with no spaces. We do have a daily mail page there where we put information up that we think is newsworthy. Though today I would say that a lot of stuff is not worth putting up. It may have 80 to 90% truth, but it's at 10% that's misleading, lies, or whatever that will get you in trouble. So all the news items that you watch or read, please remember to chew the meat and spit out the bones. John 16:33, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. Also, Joshua in chapter 24, you told us this, and you might want to pay attention because we're right back where we started. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, hold on just a second. Let me double check what's going on. And let's see here. Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Adam, could you tell me if you could give me a sound check here real quick? I've got some of the listeners saying that there's no sound. At my end, it looks like I have sound.
Are you hearing me?
I can barely. Hold on a minute. Try it again.
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, your volume is really low.
Okay, well, I'm not real close to the computer
because I got this speaker going on. Oh, that's probably why. Okay, go ahead and mute it at your end if you would.
Okay.
Okay, let me get a quick note out to one of the listeners, one of our regular listeners here that is having difficulty, to let them know that it's at their end, and then we'll continue. There we go. And again, we're low-tech, shoestring budget radio here, so, okay, very good. So bear with us, again, as we try to handle all this stuff. Now we'll get back to what Joshua said in chapter 24. And if it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh God. Hallelujah. And so we're back in the days of our ancestors where they are worshiping the gods. And remember, whatever you give your time, energy, and obedience to, that's your god. That's the definition of a god. It's a magistrate. It's a minister. It's a Reef in the old English times, Middle Ages England, the Shire Reef or the Reef. Okay, it's basically somebody in authority that you give your time, energy, maybe tax money to, whatever, but it's somebody in authority. So you have made Elohim gods of things that are not of the Creator, but are of man. Man-made. You've given money your obedience and worship. Okay, that's made by man. Gold and silver, dug out of the ground, formed into coins or ingots. Okay, things that are made by the hands of man that you have given your obedience and loyalty to, that's your God. And we've accepted the gods of the Jews and all of those around us. We worship sports. We worship television. We worship celebrities. We worship people with credentials, whether it's the medical mafia or big pharma, the major media, education, academia, you name it. If there's a credential after their name, you give them your worship. Blind obedience, like a guy like Anthony Fauci, who is a criminal, a despot, a charlatan, a quack, by any measurement you want to use. I wouldn't buy a used car from that individual. And yet this whole country and the world, as a matter of fact, are holding him in high regard. They have made him an idol. Okay? The governments of the world, they have made them into idols. And because we're worshiping idols, we have fallen into disrespect with our Creator God, Father Yahweh, and we are now idol worshipers and what the Bible calls idolaters. Okay? Proverbs 28 tells us that the wicked flee when no one pursues. That's called paranoia. People that are paranoid, okay? The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. In rebellion, a land has many rulers, but order is maintained by a man, meaning singular, one man, by a man of understanding and knowledge. This is the verse in Proverbs 28 where a righteous monarch is defended in Scripture. So right here it tells us, in rebellion a land has many rulers. Today you've got misfits, criminals, degenerates, perverts, aliens, racial and by faith, aliens, all lording over you. Because you're in rebellion. You've turned your back on the living God, our Heavenly Father, and you have set the situation up where these complete despots, misfits, miscreants are calling the shots, and you're giving them your allegiance. You're in rebellion. But order is maintained by a man of understanding and knowledge. We'll get back to Malachi chapter 4 once again. We've talked about that on this program many, many times. And again, I want to remind you, I'm on the road, so I'm using an older computer, single screen, and not in a regular situation for the normal show. So bear with me as I'm using one screen trying to do all this stuff. And Adam, has generously stepped in as the co-host to keep an eye on the chat and let me know if there's anything that comes up there. Exodus chapter 14, starting at verse 13, Moses said to the people, meaning our people, the Israelites, do not be afraid. Stand still, meaning hold your ground, and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will work for you today. For you will never again see the Egyptians who you have seen today. Yahweh will fight for you, and you shall be still, meaning unmovable. Unmovable. All right. So let me get back here to check the queue. Okay, nobody in the queue. So again, can you see the mark coming? The title for tonight's program came about because of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and the lady that was interviewing her, though I did not care for the bashing of the National Socialists that the folks got into. Her interviewer may have been a Jew, and that's why they do that. They have to work that into every conversation. But other than that, there was a lot of meat in the discussion they were having about how these experimental serums that they're calling vaccines will end up killing people in 3 to 6 months. And she goes into detail as to what is happening to the anatomy and our body chemistry and our defense mechanisms within the body when you inject this foreign substance, untested foreign substance, into our bodies. Already people are dying and having severe reactions to it. I can't believe anybody would voluntarily put this garbage in their bodies. It just blows my mind how people behave today. So little faith, so much fear, so much ignorance. It's almost mind-boggling. It really is, the situation today. We live in a bizarro world, a dystopia that just beggars description. Unbelievable. So they're already trying to put pressure. I've gotten that from personal contacts, so this is not something off the internet or in somebody's imagination. This is actual people that I've known for many, many years, have been talking about in their workplaces or in their loved ones' workplaces, where they're being pressured into getting this vaccine. The beast system is going to tie many of the things that you people think that we need to you putting that poison into your bodies. That's happening right now. It's not happening a year from now, 2 years from now. It's happening now. They are talking about it and trying to implement it. So this is coming at us at lightning speed. So you need to be preparing, folks. I don't know what to tell you. We've said for many years that at the end of the age, it would be as it was in the days of Noah, which is a testing. Okay, Noah and his family took the warnings that were given to them and made preparations. They built the ark. They brought the animals in that they were going to eat and those that were going to help replenish the land after Yahweh cleansed it of the wicked, which killed everything in that area. It killed all the people, but it also killed all the animals. So they had to have some animals for breeding and replenishing once all the wicked were disposed of. And as we've said on the program, I'm taking a different direction when it comes to what I'm telling people about vaccines and mask wearing, the face diaper wearing. I'm going to take a different tack from now on. You folks can do what you're going to do. I'm simply stating what I'm going to do. I'm no longer going to try to convince the, how should we say this, morons that walk this earth, the zombies, the spiritually dead individuals who walk this earth, ignorant and actually happy in their ignorance. I'm no longer going to try to save them from their own self-destruction. They have decided to be disbelievers. They've decided to commit suicide. They've decided to turn their backs on the living God and common sense and their brothers and sisters and their family members, and they're trying to appease the Antichrist that walks amongst us in many forms. But one thing the Antichrist can be identified by is the fact that they all work to the detriment of this world, whether it's the ecology, the climate, the food supply, the water, the air, or our bodies. That is a sign that you're dealing with the Antichrist. And they are pushing for you to put a foreign substance into your body. They're pushing with everything they've got. That should tell you who you're dealing with. Whether you believe in the Bible or not has nothing to do with it. Whether you believe in the translation of Scripture by certain teachers and researchers of Holy Writ doesn't make any difference, because Yahweh God gave you a brain. He gave you common sense. And you should be using those tools to figure out what's going on, because you can figure this out. It's not a great mystery if you love the truth. That's the problem with our people today. They don't love the truth. They want to have their ears tickled. They just want to get back to, quote, normal. They want to have their toys. They want to watch their television. They want to go to movies. They want all the trappings of Babylon, those sweet delicacies of mystery Babylon. The whore trying to lead you into the pit, meaning the grave, death, disease, destruction. And you can see what Revelation describes as the mark of the beast coming at us at, like a freight train right now. At the same time, it's also causing those with their eyes open and that have faith in the Father and each other, because you and I working together as a team forms an arc. And remember, the word team is an acronym for together. Each accomplishes much or more. Together, everyone accomplishes more. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Many hands make light work. So when we share information, when we lift each other up in prayer, when we reach out to each other with encouragement or commiserating type attitude to our brothers and sisters, we're acting as family. And that's really one of the things that the Father's looking for from us at this point in time. Are we behaving like family? Not only as Him as our Father, but as you and I towards each other as brothers and sisters. Are we looking out for each other? Are we sharing information? Now, for those outside of our family, as I said, I'm going to take a different direction. I'm looking at this very similarly to when Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples and the enemy soldiers came and Peter tried to interfere with what was going to happen. He drew his sword and tried to decapitate the guard reaching out to arrest Messiah. Messiah did not tell him to take his weapon away or to discard it or allow somebody else to take it away. Instead, he simply said to put it back into the scabbard, which is the leather sheath that the sword was kept in, put the sword back and allow the prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, by trying to get the reprobates, the apostate folks around us, trying to get them to behave and not put the vaccine in and not wear these idiotic face diapers, we're actually interfering with Yahweh's plan the same way that Peter did. Now, do I want to see people harmed? No, I don't. Would I like to see everybody repent and recant? Absolutely, I would. I would rather that the Father could make this world back into what it was intended, with nobody having to be caused to suffer and or pay the price for their disobedience and for turning their back on the Father. That's what I would prefer. However, that's not going to happen. So, as we have said many times, it's not our job to wake up all the sheep. It is our job to wake up all the lions. And the lions will never allow the Antichrist to put this poison in our bodies. That's not going to happen. We are not going to allow them to disarm us. Not going to happen. We're not going to allow them to abscond with our family members. It's not going to happen that we allow them to put the perverts and criminals of this world on our properties to rape and murder our family. No, that's not going to happen either. We will destroy them or be destroyed in the process. That's already set in stone. So who I'm talking about are the non-believers and the apostate folks that walk around us. The zombies, I call them. The walking dead. I'm no longer going to try to save them because Yahweh has marked them for destruction because they just don't care. They don't give a damn about the truth. They don't give a damn about the rest of humanity. They just want to go along to get along. And they don't care about our Father in heaven. They don't care about his children upon this earth. We, his children, the Adamites, Israelites, and the teachings of his word that would restore this earth and bring peace and prosperity to everybody on earth. They don't want any of that. So why would I want to prevent them from killing themselves, which is what they're doing? So instead, I'm not going to try to dissuade them. In fact, I'm going to encourage that they do exactly what miscreants like Fauci and Burke and the rest of the CDC and WHO crowd tell them to do. When the Antichrist wants your blood, give it to him, because you do not want to sacrifice your blood for the living God and our Messiah. You've made up your mind. So, why waste time? Let them put it in their bodies. I'm encouraging them to put face diapers on. In fact, I would recommend they put 2, 3, maybe 4 face diapers on. They should also put a shield in front of their face. I don't want to talk to them. I don't care what they say. I don't want to meet them. I don't want to fellowship with them. I don't want to have any kind of social intercourse with them whatsoever. So they're not going to hurt my feelings by following Fauci's recommendations or the CDC's recommendations. I think they should. I have a family member who has a good friend that drove all the way from one side of Florida to the other just to get his shot. And in 28 days, he's going to make that long trip again, just to get his dose. Do I wish him harm? No, I don't. But I didn't tell him to get in that car and spend all that time and money on the highway racing for his own destruction. I didn't ask him to do that. In fact, I was very adamant in talking to him about it that I thought it was a mistake and that I would not put that poison in my body. But you see, some people want to worship the Antichrist. That's just the way it is. And so, again, why would we want to stop that? Think of it this way. This world is in very bad shape, and it's getting worse by the day. I think, personally, that we should demand that everybody in the federal government prove that they've got the real vaccine in their bodies. I think everybody in the federal government should be watched carefully that they have face diapers on, at least 2, maybe 3. I think every one of them should have to wear that dog cone around their necks so they don't infect the rest of us. Every government employee should be shown and watched and monitored to make sure that they keep the face diaper on at all times and to be verified that they have the actual vaccine serum pumped into their bodies. Yes, they should. I encourage it. Every state government employee should be forced to prove that they have acquiesced to the beast. Every state public servant should be monitored with people with their handheld cameras to make sure every time they're in the public, they are properly masked with two or three, and maybe even a face shield, and to make sure they've got their certificate that they are pumped full of the poison coming from the big pharma companies. Yes, they should. I now agree with this. They should be the first. They should prove to us that they have done the right thing and put this miraculous poison in their body so they can prove to us how safe it is. I agree. I think all of my apostate neighbors should do the same thing. I don't want to see them on the street. I don't want to see those faces. I don't want to see those pretty smiles. I want to see face diapers on them. I want to see them get the rash and the ulcers and the skin conditions and possibly skin cancer. I want them to get these things because they demand it. I think it's their right to have it. Why would we oppose that? I'm not going to do it, but I believe they should do it. I encourage it. I say more power to you, and may the end results of all of your kissing the ass on Antichrist, may those results come to you quickly. Because the sooner the reprobates are dead and gone, then the righteous can return to bring peace and prosperity on this earth and return this earth to its natural order. Because there will be millions, if not billions, of useless individuals, antichrists, anti-God, anti-white, anti-mankind, anti-prosperity people, gone. I think to be a member of the Communist Democratic Party, you should have to prove that you have been properly injected with the poison and making sure that you have that face diaper on at all times. Yes, absolutely. Every person at the CDC, every person working for the World Health Organization, every one of these so-called leaders of the free world should be monitored 24 hours a day to ensure that they are compliant. And I think one of us should be allowed to be the one to administer a serum in their arms, not some stage actor with a lab coat on that's putting sugar water or not even putting anything into their body because they didn't even take the cap off of the syringe, which is happening. No. We want to see that this is the actual poison, and we want to see it properly installed in the arm of these miscreants that are trying to tell you and I how to live. The sooner that happens, the sooner Yahweh's vengeance upon the wicked will come about, the sooner that this world can return to some semblance of sanity, which we don't have right now. It's unbelievable what's going on today. I'm beside myself, actually, in a lot of ways, just trying to wrap my head around how in the world people cannot see what's going on. How is it even possible? So the mark is coming. They're setting the stage for it, especially you white men, the lions, I call them, or the white stallions. You have great big targets on your back. I hope you guys know that. The enemy wants us dead, disarmed, disenfranchised, spit upon, out of work, unemployed, and eventually killed. They've openly stated that, because we're the greatest threat, the lions amongst the white race. Now, fortunately for us, Yahweh also wants the lions of our race to take a stand and to show a little bit of faith. Because when we do that, we can be like King David. We can be like Gideon. We can be like Joshua or Abraham or Moses. Okay? That's what we're capable of. But only when we work together as a team, only when we show no fear, only when we have faith in our Father, and we ignore what these monsters that walk amongst us are doing. Let the wicked destroy the wicked. Why are we trying to get in the way? The faster it happens, the faster restoration can begin, and I say hallelujah for that. Now, I want to see if I had any more notes. I did have a quote I wanted to share with you. Somebody had sent it to me. Oh, yeah. This is a quote by, I'm not sure who this is, but the initials are J or Juliet, I or Indigo. And it says, a people cannot know love unless they are willing to kill those who destroy it. Hallelujah for that one. That's an absolute truth on that one. We can also remember that the truth stands on its own, but it takes the force of government to promote a lie. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said, knowing is not enough, we must apply. Wishing is not enough, we must do. Goes along with the scripture saying, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Here's a Japanese samurai code, Bushido. The only solution for bad and violent people are good people that are more skilled and violent. Actually, that's not quite right. The only solution for good and bad people is, okay, a little bit of grammar lesson here. The subject of the sentence is singular, therefore the verb should be is and not are. The only solution is the subject. For bad and violent people is good people that are more skilled in violence. Hallelujah. And this individual that goes by Juliet Indigo, initials, also said, wishing no harm to enemies is wishing harm to ourselves and our children. I say hallelujah. I wish lots of harm to my enemies. Okay? They certainly intend to do an awful lot of harm to us. Okay, let me again, check the queue. I should be back in the command center very, very soon, and then we'll get back to regular updates to the website and emails, and as long as we can. They are shutting down and censoring heavily lately, but we hope to get back to a more normal schedule and more normal broadcasting here very, very soon. A lot of good things are happening as far as reaching out and meeting new people, making new contacts. Of course, I cannot go into the details here on the program, but suffice it to say that we're making lots of headway in networking with like-minded folks all over. Some of them have phenomenal connections with others. that will be very, very instrumental to helping us as we go down the road to put together enclaves, communities, if you will, of like-minded brethren, where we are going to learn to live back to the basics, get back to the basics, live simplistically, as our Father intended, to walk away from this Babylonian garbage with all of its entrapments, and dig in and take a stand and grow our own food, because they're going to try to control the food, but most of the food that they control is a poison anyway. It's not any good for you. So we need to, the only solution is get back to basics and do things ourselves, which is actually quite fun. I know quite a few folks that have learned how to live off-grid and be rough it, as they used to say, rough it in the wild, grow our own food, you know, and do without all these modern conveniences, which end up breaking most of the time anyway, and are costing you money like there's no tomorrow. And everything they want to sell you comes with all kinds of strings and entrapments. So I think the Father is making our people suffer as they stay in the Babylonian system. I think it's getting to be very, very painful for our folks to be associated with this Babylonian system. So he said to come out of Babylon that we do not suffer her plagues, and I believe we are very, very close to that period right now. And he's helping us in a way by making this so painful and so obvious. Think about it. We've been talking about this scenario for 21 years, and nobody was interested in working together. Nobody was interested in obtaining property. Nobody was interested in reaching out and sharing. We talked a good talk. We talked about what needed to be done. There was no disagreement there. But we just couldn't get off our ass to do anything about it. Well, the Father has stuck a hat pin in our butts, and it is getting so painful now that many, many people are starting to lose their inhibitions, lose their egotism, lose their jealousies, to realize that we as a race are on the verge of extinction. It's not just our country that's disappearing and our rights, our God-given rights. These people mean to exterminate our race. They've made it very, very clear, okay? You would have to be completely brain dead not to see what's going on. So because of that, I hope everybody is reaching deep inside themselves to ascertain what they're going to do, because the day is coming very soon where you're going to have to draw a line in the sand on just how far you're going to back up, okay? The days of sitting on the fence, hoping somebody else fixes the problem, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to be confrontational, those days are quickly coming to an end. So each individual has to make up their mind on what they will and will not accept, even to the point of death. That's just the sad fact, folks. That's where we're at. My personal opinion is if you make the right choice and you're willing to fight and willing to die if it's necessary for the Father, for truth, for justice, for our brethren, I personally believe the Heavenly Father is going to do what Psalm 91 says, and he will put his feathers around you or your loved ones and help you through this time, just as he did to Noah and his family. Okay? It wasn't easy for Noah and his family. They were ridiculed, called names. Roadblocks were thrown up in their ability to build the ark. They were made fun of. I'm sure there were attempts to destroy the ark. And yet they succeeded, and they had faith clear to the end, and they got on the ark. And they witnessed with their eyes, just as Psalm 91 says, they witnessed with their eyes the destruction of the wicked. And we're approaching what Malachi in chapter 4 has told us when the Father said, I will send Elijah as a warning before that great and terrible day. Now, some people say, is it literally Elijah, or is it somebody in the spirit of Elijah? And I say, what difference does it make? He gave you a clue, several clues, actually, of the timing and of the substance of what this prophet is going to tell you. That's what you should be looking for. Okay? Malachi chapter 4, before that great and terrible day, we also have the verse where it says, I will do nothing without first sending you a prophet, basically to give you warning. So we got Malachi, and we also have that verse. I can't remember if it's in the Psalms or in Isaiah, but the scriptures tell us, and the Father, it makes common sense. The Father's not going to do something that could harm his children without giving them a warning. And that's why I say, these people that are walking around out here have been warned and warned and warned and warned again. And yet they still choose to walk away from common sense and the warnings of the righteous. So what happens to them is on their shoulders. We are no longer responsible for their perishing. And yes, we're all going to lose loved ones, close friends, co-workers, neighbors. There's nothing we can do about it. Do you think Noah and his family maybe saw some people they knew drowning as they were floating away on the ark? Yeah, I'll bet they did. I'll bet that's why Yahweh himself sealed the doors on the ark to make sure they didn't become soft-hearted and allow the heathen who had turned their back on the Father onto the ark and allow them to survive. So we're right back in the same position that Noah and his family found themselves. All right, again, I'm on the road, so I'm not going to make this a long one. If anybody has something they would like to send or report, I would like to see it. Let me see if there's anything on the message board here. Okay, I don't see anything there. Adam, if you have anything to add, or if you have a question or anything about your nightly group discussions, if you'd like to come on and talk about that, this would be a good time to do it.
Okay, Dan. You guys hear me all right?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, nothing really for me. We can keep this short. There's a bunch of posts in the chat box, but it's mostly PDFs and file links, so you'll have to look there. But no direct questions. As far as the nightly chat, I chose to go ahead and limit it to 3 days a week, so Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, same time, 5 o'clock p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. So that's just because it doesn't need to happen every day. Maybe by having it every other day or thereabouts, it'll keep it more fresh. But I'm always happy to get on there per request. It just seems like it's a... Not everybody shows up every day. So Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for now.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. As far as the subject for tonight, and that there's a definite pushing of this agenda, which is the mark, do you agree with what we talked about here? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I've already told you, but my immediate family is choosing that other path. So yeah, it seems like every day I see more and more new foreign faces speaking Spanish in my town, so it's not slowing down, that's for sure. So yeah, I think you're spot on.
Okay, well, it's the flood coming in after the children. The dragon is sending that flood in to destroy us. At some point, the prophets told us that the earth will open up and swallow them up. So whatever they meant by saying that, that should not be too far away.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get to see it. I'm pretty close to the ocean, so if anything wants to get crazy, my elevation is 90. I think I'm at 95 feet. So hopefully, if he can keep it, you know, if he can flood below that level, I'll be good.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sitting at about 10 feet above sea level.
Oh. Yeah, no flooding for you then. We don't want any floods over there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Adam, thanks a lot for pitching and helping out, and, you know, onward and upward.
All right, thanks, Dan. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, Adam's out there in California, so if you want to join the chat, I guess we're going to limit it to Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. West Coast Pacific Time. And he hosts that particular free conference called Chat. We get some lively ones on there, that's for sure. But it's a completely open forum type format. We have a lot of fun with it. It's basically fellowshipping. Everybody can participate. It's not recorded, so nobody has to worry about the recording going out there. So, again, consider that. We also entertain it for reasons of the ARC. If anybody has any ideas about alternate construction, good places for buying land, any ideas about coming out of Babylon and forming Amish-type communities or gatherings, the Amish have already done it. They've done it for many, many years, so why try to reinvent the wheel? Just look at how the Amish do things, and we will follow suit and come out of this Babylonian system. But as we watch the world burn around us, I'm here to tell you that Yahweh has reached down and done miraculous things for quite a few people I know. There are some real gentle dispositions and sweethearts out there, people that still know what the word love means, still know what the word care means, and are willing to work with one another. They've learned how to subdue their egos, jealousies, hedonistic tendencies at times, for the betterment of our people and the bringing together of the family. It's time for the family of Adam to come back together. Again, teamwork, right? Together, everyone achieves more. That's what we have to understand. Together, everyone achieves more. Together, we can watch out and protect one another and lift each other up. We're all brothers and sisters. I don't care what country our kinfolk are in or what language they speak. We are his sons and daughters. And we stay loyal to him and trust him. Not the arm of flesh, no man-made institutions, no man-made weapon is going to save us. Only our faith and our Father and our working together as family members. Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We thank you for a multitude of blessings that you've poured out upon these people. And we lift you up right now as the only Creator King and lawgiver and savior of this world. It's your law, your justice, that will bring peace and prosperity. That and that alone. No law of man, no government of man will ever do that. And as these people do come out of their stupor, Father, and realize this, we ask a blessing upon them, even if they're latecomers, even if they're the prodigal sons and daughters. We pray that you would bless them and pour out your Holy Spirit and wash them in the blood of the Lamb to cleanse them of all past transgressions, as you did for us here tonight many years ago, and give us a new life, a new outlook on life, and a full understanding that we are your sons and daughters, and that this world and this life is not all there is. It's just a step. It's just a brief flash in the pan, and that we go past the firmament upon our departure from this world, and we join with you and our loved ones that have made it on the other side. As we go through this fire, we will do as Noah's family, Father, and we're just going to trust you, and we're going to work together, and we're going to come through this fire, and we're going to see some terrible things. But we know that once we come through this fire, there's a beautiful, wonderful world on the other side, and that we who are overcomers will be part of that. Again, we thank you, Father. Forgive us our shortcomings. Be with us in all that we do and say, for you and for the kingdom. We pray for your coming to be very, very soon, for Malachi 4 to be fulfilled, for Obadiah 18 to be fulfilled. And in the meantime, Father, please protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.